اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is part of a speech of Imam Khomeini, the founder of Islamic Revolution of Iran. It is that the prophets of Islam are only concerned with spiritual and moral issues, and that governments are only concerned with secular and temporal matters are totally wrong. What must be opposed and satanic governments, dictatorial rules, injustice, thirst for power, greed for wealth, and finally worldly matters, that would make a human being neglect Almighty God. This is what all the Prophet of Allah, peace be upon them, and the infallible Imams, peace be upon them, have repeatedly warned against.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the performance of obligation. In one of his speeches, he mentioned that we should not worry that perchance we will be defeated. We should worry lest we fail to perform our duties. And this is what is important, that when we look at the Islamic teachings and when we look at the Quran, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us is that we should perform our duties. And the results are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, in this part of his speech, he says that we should not be worried about being defeated or having the victory. The main thing is that have we performed what was on our shoulders? Have we performed our duties? If we have performed our duties, then obviously we should not worry about the results, because the victory is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
I just remember of the incidents of Karbala, where Imam Hussein alayhi salam, well, according to the ground realities which were there at that time, he lost the war, and all his companions and himself, they got martyred in the land of Karbala. And the Banu Umayyah or the Yazid's army, they celebrated their victory. But later, what we see is that the whole scenario is changed, and the victory goes towards Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and the one who defeated was basically Yazid. So basically, Imam Hussein, because he has performed his duty, and in performing his duty, he has given everything which he had in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he has performed his duties. And later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change the results and to change the defeated battle into the victory. And today we know that everyone is taking the name of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and everyone curse Yazid and the character of the Yazid. Therefore, we must look at the duties that we have. We must pay attention towards the performance of those duties, and we should avoid thinking about the defeat or victory, because if we pay attention towards the duties and if we are performing them perfectly, then obviously it is in the hands of Allah. We need to make Allah happy, not the people. If Allah is happy by my performance, then obviously I have achieved what I was aimed to do, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
La ilaha